In Jesus' name, the beginning of the service was my bad, so don't blame Michael at all. I was obviously confused. I guess that's my part of getting older. How would you feel if you were going to do the homily and the entire campus had studied the text 2 days previously? Well, it is the Beatitudes, and that was our study when we had small group Bible study on Monday. So what more can I say? Nestled between the beginning of Jesus' ministry, his call of the first disciples, his teaching and healing in Galilee and Syria and beyond the Jordan, between that and his call to us, his followers, to be salt and light in the world, that is, between the beginning of his ministry of teaching, healing, and preaching, and the disciples' responsibility to be salt and light, comes the Sermon on the Mount, the Beatitudes. Well, what are they? Some interpreters say that they're the new Torah, but you have to stretch to find 10 of them. Some interpreters say that each blessed is a spiritual gift, and each believer needs to identify which gift is hers or his. Some Lutherans and others believe that this simply shows us how inadequate we are when it comes right down to it, that this is law and shows us a need for the Savior, since we cannot perfectly do these things. Now, there may be something to be said for all of those possible interpretations, although with the first two, I wonder. But this is my take. With some interpreters' support, take a deep breath and maybe close your eyes a bit and let these words sink in a bit. As to what characteristics of the Beatitudes come to you as you hear them, poor in spirit, mourners, meek, hungering and thirsting after righteousness, merciful, clean of heart, peacemakers, persecuted for the sake of righteousness. These are all behaviors and attitudes, ending with the possibility of being persecuted. These are not descriptors of doctrine or belief. They are descriptors of behavior and attitude. No wonder that the salt and light homily follows, ending with, "Your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." For the moment, forget the content and wonder, what does your behavior of salt and light look like, or mine? Luther suggests that one of the ways that the devil gets to us in the church is that we behave in sinful ways and then rationalize our behavior with pious words. In my lifetime, for my life and others, I've had my fill of bad behavior excused by pious theology. Like, I have a right to dismiss, embarrass, and abuse you because you're a sinner, for instance. Consider rather behavior, yours, mine. These Beatitudes are behaviors that are characteristic of those who follow Jesus. The challenge is to live life as he lives and lived it. The poor in spirit, the mourners, the meek, those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, the merciful, the clean of heart, the peacemakers, those who are persecuted. It is the way of the Christ, who beckons us to behave in ways that are molded after his behavior as his followers. It is the Christ who leads the behavioral way to living life. It is the Christ who walks his talk so that we can walk it as well. For finally, the Beatitudes are a description of the life of Christ himself. And if we, as his baptized followers, we're beckoned to, well, follow him with a life conformed to his, empowered by his Spirit, salt and light for the world, attending to behavior and action. Only he perfectly lives it for us, but we, his followers, seek, empowered by his Spirit, to conform our lives, our behavior to his. And when, as it must come, our conforming to the way of Christ misses the mark, we flee, run, sprint to the cross. That's behavior, where he embraces us, cares for us, strengthens us, forgives us, and loves us. That's Christ's behavior too. Amen.